Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A good and pleasant Wednesday afternoon from your pals Grant and Danny. We are coming to you live from our Half Street studios in D.C. 1067, the fan taking you all the way up to 6:30. Daniel, what's up?
What do you say, buddy? Say what you want about Dan Campbell and Detroit. They're consistent. They always go for two. Oh, I'm sorry, that was the Red Wings last night. They scored a touchdown and went for two against your Washington Capitals. Yikes. Big yikes. Especially because we're like, I know it's a tough, adverse situation. They're a little bit short manned, a little bit undermanned, but maybe let's see if they can rally and. Oh, gruesome.
Yeah, ugly.
So many goals.
Here's your lay of the land today. Aaron Taylor, college football expert and analyst, CBS Sports. He's an outstanding guest. If you haven't heard him on this show or anywhere before, make sure you're listening. We're going to dive deep into the QB class with him. We'll get really elbow deep into Caleb Williams as a prospect, Drake May's pros and cons, Jaden Daniels, the highs and the lows of his game. That's coming up at 3 o'clock, 55 minutes. Cannot wait for that breakdown. We got the Beltway Blitz at 4, and at that time, we're giving away tickets to a popular show coming to Washington, D.C. So if you want those tickets, you better be listening at 4 o'clock to a Yacht Rot tribute band. And at 6 o'clock, Peter King, a farewell tour of sorts for PK, one of the great columnists who's ever covered the NFL, one of the best National Football League insiders and writers over the years. He kind of was on the first wave crashing on the shore with like John Clayton and Chris Mortensen in terms of the people that had the Schefter Rappaport gig initially. Peter King saying farewell to writing his weekly column after decades. We'll talk to him about his run coming up here in about 4 hours today at 6 right here on The Fan.
What a career. What a career. I know he at times drew the ire of Washington fans because Art Monk's omission not in the Hall of Fame and how influential he was. He had his outsized influence for so many years among Hall of Fame voters and the committee and various people. You know, our own Brian Mitchell, Joe Jacoby, guys that deserve more respect, quite frankly, when it comes to Hall of Fame consideration. But put that aside for a moment. Just think about what he's seen. Think about for four decades writing about the NFL and being the first stop for so many people for so long. Right, the most connected, the before the Adam Schefters, before Ed Werder, before anybody else was, you know, stationed outside of whatever Happy Valley, wherever the stupid place is, where Dallas has practices, to see if Jerry Jones sneezed or not. Before all that, Peter King was the original insider for a lot of folks. What an unbelievable career, man!
FedEx Field is no more, with 2 years left on the naming rights of the stadium out in Landover, Maryland. It's now unnamed. FedEx has gotten out of its deal, so the Commanders will begin in earnest negotiating with other companies to try to get one to put their name on the stadium. I read somewhere today, I don't know how legitimate these numbers are, but that the average around the NFL is like $11 to $13 million per year for naming rights. And supposedly the Commanders from FedEx Field were not getting close to that. So it could end up working out for them, I guess, if they can swing a good deal with somebody. The problem, obviously, is you're asking for a company to put its name on a stadium that's widely considered to be the worst in the sport. How much a factor is that? I'm not really sure. I mean, you're still getting the advertising. It's still the NFL. when Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, standalone games are at your stadium. It's still being broadcast everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's still tens of thousands of fans. You don't care if they're home or road fans coming to that stadium. Now, did FedEx take a hit from the fact that it was the FedEx Field and it was the worst stadium? I don't think so. Like, I didn't think of FedEx any differently as a company. It's weird because I would even occasionally refer to the stadium as I'm going to FedEx, as if I was going to ship a package or something. But at no point ever when it's like, am I going to, what do I think of UPS versus FedEx? Did I even correlate it really to the stadium or certainly ding it because the stadium was bad? So I think they'll probably do just fine now in free agency, new owner, company people want to get on board with that's ascending. Bit of a rocket ship they're on over the last calendar year.
Yeah, but this is the first one where that's not the case. Because by all accounts, it's not a terribly expensive deal for FedEx when you look at what the other teams are paying. I mean, they signed their deal a long time ago, if memory serves, right, for what they were paying annually. And to, as you already said, it's the worst stadium in sports, probably. It's certainly the worst stadium in the NFL. It's terrible.
Worst experience, definitely.
Yeah, and that certainly hasn't negatively affected, you wouldn't think. I mean, somebody smart could tell me that it has or hasn't. I don't know. I'm sure their stock price is doing fine. But it's curious to me that they would want to get out of business now that the enemy is gone, now that the guy that pissed off Fred Smith so much, now that the guy that ruined everything and pit the minority owners against each other and that whole weird buyout lawsuits against everybody and weird discovery and all that crap that Dan Snyder was always associated with. It seems weird to want to get out now on what's a pretty affordable deal.
So this could go one of two ways. They could get a pretty sweet deal pretty quickly and throw another company's name up there and it's blank field. Mm-hmm. Or they could do the Nationals thing, where it becomes Commanders Stadium, right? Or Commanders Field if they want to keep that part of it. And they just go, it's only a few more years, ideally, through 2027 and then the new stadium, perhaps, where you sell the naming rights to that thing and you just keep it as Commanders. Do you want to Learners this thing? The age-old story with the Learners is they've decided that the naming rights at Nationals Park to them are worth whatever the appraisal was. Let's say you get your house appraised. Your house is worth $732,000. Someone offers you $719,000 and you go, absolutely not.
Nope.
That's the only offer you've got. And then someone else offers $721,000. Absolutely not. You're not selling your house for less than $732,000 because that's what it's appraised for. And this is what the Learners have decided to do with their naming rights. Someone said it's worth $100. People are offering them $84, $93, $99, and they're going, not today, not ever. You're giving me $100 or you're not getting it. So I guess the Commanders could go one way or the other. I did post the picture at Grant H. Paulson, if you want to check it out, of Grant and Danny Field, mm-hmm. which Toby, our buddy, helped me put together. G&D Field even looks a little better. They'll
put
that
nice
in the end zones. But Grant and Danny Field is nice. I figured we could both issue statements to our listening mm-hmm. audience today just about how excited we are to do business with Odyssey and the Commanders coming together now on Grant and Danny Field. This was the statement that I issued from my desk about 2 hours ago.
From the desk of Grant Paulson, yeah.
As a lifelong resident of the DMV who has been to almost every home game since 1999, it is an honor to be associated with such an iconic venue. I was there when the Redskins beat the Lions in the playoffs in 2000 and when the 2012 team won the East in a Week 17 division battle against the Cowboys. Those memories will last forever, and they have made the stadium special to me and my family. This partnership will be great for both the club and the show. Our hope is that it aids us in continuing to provide amazing sports coverage to Washington, D.C.'s revered fans. That is a statement from the desk of myself, Grant Paulson, on FedEx Field, now being renamed Grant and Danny Field in Landover, Maryland.
So, moments ago, from the desk of Danny Ruye, a statement was issued also. I hate this field. It's literally the worst. I'm embarrassed to be associated with it, and I would literally never go unless I was forced to by work. That said, it's still pretty cool to have a field with your name on it. And that was the statement issued from the desk of Danny
Ruye. Wow, quite a statement.
Quite a statement, powerful statement.
I think they're going to get another deal pretty quickly, and you know, I'm not necessarily
I think they will.
Concerned. I mean, it seems like companies want to do business. They've announced mm-hmm. a lot of partnerships. They're also, we just found out yesterday, they're putting $75 million into the stadium and the facility. And I got to be honest, you know, I hate to take the easy way out on some of this business stuff at this point, I am on to Cincinnati, as you know, Danny.
Uh-huh.
I just don't care that much what the name of the stadium is. In fact, I'll probably call it FedEx Field a bunch in the future. I still call Progressive Field Jacobs Field every now and then. I am bad at that. Not like I don't know that it's not that anymore. I just don't care. So in other words...
So it was MCI Center after it wasn't for me. It was Verizon Center after it wasn't for me.
Exactly.
And whatever it's after Cap One.
I'm a Capital One guy, as you know.
Sure.
So I call it Capital One because I like Capital One a lot.
I'm very pro-Capital One.
I'm very pro-Capital One. Always have been, always will be. But, I don't know. Like, a good example for me is Heinz Field in Pittsburgh is now some weird word with an A, like AccuSure or Accu-something.
Accenture?
I don't think it's that one. That seems too easy. It's a weird. Who's our stadium king? I think it's Derek.
So it's not Ryan.
That's a good one. Ryan's face. Go on, Shrapnel
there. Sorry, buddy.
Stadium king.
AccuSure. It is AccuSure Stadium.
I'm sure it is.
Come on. Yeah. Is it really?
It is.
I'm never going to say that. I'm just not going to do that.
AccuSure or AccuSure?
AccuSure.
Mm.
So whatever that is, I'm sure it's a wonderful company. They probably do great work.
I'm sure it's wonderful.
I promise you I will never say that.
Huntsville.
Now, if I was in Pittsburgh, would I have to do that? Probably. If I did the afternoon drive show on 90 and whatever.
Yin's coming to AccuSure. Oh, all right.
I might have to say it, but I'm just not going to in my seat here.
Yeah.
What do I do? If it's something easy, if it's Pepsi Field, I'll rock it. We'll do it. I hope it's Coca-Cola, but that's another story for another day.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something like AccuSure, I'm just not doing that. So I'll say Landover, and that's my new thing. In the same way that like I'll drop Local 53 sometimes or you know the outfit, the program, and I'll try to do Commanders less. Never do it.
I'm getting pretty good at it.
I drop Washington pretty frequently.
Uh-huh.
It'll just become they're coming to Landover, the game's at Landover. I don't want to have to work to say something.
Let's workshop this a little bit. What if you leaned all the way in and said it in kind of a radio puke voice, and you're like, they're going to come to the command center this weekend. Like you just said command center.
Yeah, I won't
like
do that
hard. You owned it.
I think I'd rather just go with command center, though, moving forward. At some point.
The command post.
My buddy in Kansas City just routinely says Chiefs Kingdom as if I shouldn't make fun of him for it. I think eventually it would get to a point where just me saying command center, I wouldn't hate myself when I said it.
Oh man,
I'd have to punch through a wall. It would take a while.
That's an uphill climb.
But I think I'd rather do that than like a weird word with a bunch of syllables that's hard to pronounce, depending on the company. And they should think about that, by the way, when they pick the new name.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll think about it, but what they'll be thinking about is the check. Like you get a lot of money and you're like, sure, that's the name of it. It's totally the name of the stadium now.
How about this? Josh Harris Field.
Whoa.
Saved the region.
So we were oriented towards a sponsor initially, but I kind of was like, what the hell, bro? Let's just name it after me. It's an idea.
I don't know. Commander's Field? I don't think people would like that very much. Whose Q rating is the highest right now? Probably Adam Peters, who, by the way, we had on the show yesterday. Is Harris's Q rating higher than Peters? Who would win...
Oh.
The popularity contest.
The autograph line?
Organizationally. Probably Peters, right? Because it's different. You're an owner. You're in a suit. You know, Josh Harris, you know, with all due respect to, you know, Josh Harris. I mean, Adam Peters, he just kind of flicks his hair in that way in the wind and...
Chuckles at you and all of a sudden you're like, okay, Adam.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. It's fine. I don't know. I still think Harris has enough in the bank. Because Peters is new, it's fresh, it's very fun, it's exciting, and it's, as I said, there's a newness to it. He hasn't made any bad decisions yet. But Josh Harris saved this from the depths of hell. He threw that rope down when we were all in Bain's prison and we climbed out one by one. You know what I mean? Like, he's got a lot of clout at this point. He might have more Q rating.
If we got it renamed to Grant and Danny,
uh-huh.
Let's say Odyssey, all that money we've been saving up over the years by not going places.
We'll use the extra money.
Right, the extra money. They're going to go, we got an idea. Grant and Danny Field. Would you go to the stadium for our ribbon cutting or whatever has to happen?
Are they asking me to go for work?
Yeah, you're going, but then we're staying for the game. That's not work. That's fun.
I'd leave, but I'd go for the work part. Like again, I'm not doing like a First Amendment case out of it or something like that. Like I've been required to go for work several times. You and I have gone over there and done
stuff.
But
you've never stayed for the game.
No, and I wouldn't. I would depart.
From Grant and Danny Field.
Yeah, I would cut the ribbon. I'd smile and handshake everybody and say, thank you so much.
I don't think we could be
grateful.
Frankly, then I have to turn down the opportunity.
You wouldn't feel comfortable?
I wouldn't. If you're not willing to go to games, we can't have our names on the stadium. We don't deserve it. We got to give it to the Junks.
But it's not as if every employee at Federal Express Field was going. Every game?
No, but none of them refused outright. I don't think anyone said,
I guarantee you, someone
I'll
from,
never go to a game.
I bet you someone from FedEx turned down tickets over the years.
Mr. FedEx? If yeah. your name
Peter
is on
FedEx the, turned right. down turned down tickets.
Fred Smith was not refusing. You understand? Not until him and Dan were at odds.
Well, do I get to own the team, partly? Like a little minority ownership?
I don't think so.
Give your boy a little steak, I'll go.
I don't think that's how it works.
I'll take a suite that has no milk in it, please.
Speaking of the Junkies, Dan Quinn was on the Junks today.
Oh, yes, he was.
J.P. Flame decided to do a little word association with Dan Quinn. He asked the new head coach of the Commanders about several players, Terry McLaurin, John Allen. They kind of went through some guys on the roster. But then he was asked him about the three quarterbacks in this draft class. This is what Dan Quinn had to say.
Tough. Drake May.
Athletic.
Caleb Williams.
Game changer.
Oh, I like that answer.
It's a good one. To be clear, Drake May, first word that comes to mind is athletic. Okay? Caleb Williams. Word association. D.C. From D.C., obviously. Uh-huh. For those of you that don't know, played at Gonzaga. Jaden Daniels, game changer.
Jaden Daniels, game changer.
Want to react to that next.
Mm-hmm.
Want to play a little thing or not a thing with you, Danny, as soon as we return on G&D right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Wanted to see if you're willing to do a quick word association with us, okay? So just first things that pop into your head when I give it, and you don't have to go long on them. Terry McLaurin.
Explosive.
Jonathan Allen.
Dominant.
Sam Howell.
Tough.
Drake May.
Athletic.
Caleb Williams.
D.C.
There you go.
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, I like that answer.
That was Dan Quinn on the Junkies. As you can imagine, a lot has been made from those comments. It's the type of the draft year, I would say, and it's the part of the process, Danny, where we are trying to find something in everything. Because teams are being coy. Nobody's really giving us any answers. Mm-hmm. So we just got to read into as much as we can.
We're doing the best we can here. Sifting through clues that have been burned.
So I want to play Thing or Not a Thing. One of my favorite games. I know you enjoy it as well.
Big fan.
The gist being, is this anything? As you said, we're picking up with tongs something that we just found in the ashes here. And we're going, is this relevant to our case? You know, thing or not a thing? Do we need to break out Room Raiders style, the black light and the, you know, the magnifying glass, the microphone glass.
Microphone glass.
Or is this nothing? Should we just keep it moving? Thing or not a thing? Dan Quinn's asked by the junkies today, what do you think? Word association when these names are brought up to you. Drake May, he says, athletic. As a Drake May guy who wants them to take Drake May number two overall because I think he's going to be a stud. I heard that and I liked that. I said, okay.
That's good.
That's good. That's good. Then he said, DC for Caleb Williams. Makes sense. I think some people that did noise from DC might have thought, whoa, what does that mean? He's just saying he's a hometown kid. Everyone's talking about the fact that he's from here. I didn't take a lot out of that. I also don't think he'll be there, so it doesn't matter. The Bears are taking him. Did you see that he spoke to Pete Thamel of ESPN?
Who's that? Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams.
I didn't know.
There was a big story today. ESPN spread. Caleb Williams loves deep dish pizza.
Oh, he always has.
Big fan of Chicago as a city. I mean, he is on board.
Sure.
He said if the Bears take him, he'll be thrilled. He also said if they trade the pick, he'll be fine with that too. But remember, there was a lot of talk about I'm not going to Chicago. Caleb Williams doesn't want to play there. Now all of a sudden, Bryce Harper style.
He's Mr. Chicago. I was born and raised there.
Kanye West is his favorite rapper. Right. You know, the band Chicago.
I love Second City. Am I right?
Saturdays in the park. He grew up listening to that song, going to bed to it on Saturdays. So he's going to the Bears, it looks like. So it's May or Daniels. So zeroing in on those. What do you think of Drake May? Athletic. What do you think of Jaden Daniels? Game changer. The transcript there makes you think he likes Jaden Daniels a lot. Might like Drake May fine too, but he really likes Jaden Daniels when you're calling him a game changer. There was also a long hesitation though, Danny, before he answered on Jaden Daniels.
This is the key. I'm going back over this as not a forensics expert, but someone that has examined the tapes.
This is Forensic Files.
Yeah.
Are you the guy with the deep, weird voice that can host Forensic Files?
Mm-hmm.
Narrate it for me. Play this clip again. Listen to how long he takes to answer on Jaden Daniels compared to Drake May. Where May, it's just kind of quick, and then Daniels, he really thinks about it.
Drake May.
Athletic.
Caleb Williams.
DC.
There you go.
Jaden Daniels.
Game changer.
What does the pause mean? I mean, if we're really going to do this, if we're going to put on our Inspector Gadget hats and glasses, what does the pause mean?
This is a person searching for words that aren't going to be picked over. And the ultimate irony, of course, is that these words are now being picked over, Forensic File style.
Has anything ever been picked over more?
This is not a thing, unfortunately. Junkies did great. This is awesome. We got a great quote. We're going to have discussion. He said they're going, good. Game changer. You can hear it. He's searching for words that are fine to not give away anything. Dan Quinn loves giving it away. Dan Quinn loves letting everybody know where his feet are, and he's got axioms and this. And I talked to this guy, nickname. I talked to that guy, nickname. And we nicknamed it up, and we high-fived and chest-bumped and film and breakdown and guts. Like that's what he's here to do. He's giving away a lot. He's sitting there going, trying to find a word without actually doing the part.
I think the hesitation there is, how do I not show my hand? There was a, let me be careful. And with each guy, he had a little governor, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
Game changer. It's like if we bring CK into the studio.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's sitting here. And I say, CK, what do you think of Danny on air? And he goes, fantastic. Incredible. And I go, what do you think of me on air? And he goes, good. In a vacuum, saying I'm good on air, that makes me feel good.
Okay.
When he just said,
he hesitated.
You're fantastic.
Okay.
Fantastic is better than good.
It is.
I'm athletic. You're a game changer. What would you rather be? Would you rather be athletic? or a game changer. You'd rather be a game changer.
I'd rather change games.
Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like we now know who Washington's drafting. Here is as honest as I can be, and I think that's what we get paid to do. Sit here, call balls and strikes. Sometimes you annoy people. Sometimes they'll call you and tell you they're mad at you. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, what we're trying to do is entertain, enlighten, be as honest as we possibly can be. I am a Drake May guy. I will be fine with Jaden Daniels as well, for the record. I like him. I will be excited if he's the quarterback. I just think Drake May is going to be a stud. I think he should be the pick. I have now studied and watched enough to feel like that is my dude among the two in this class. As a Drake May guy, listening to that interview live today, Daniel, I came away a little disappointed.
Oh, no.
I came away feeling like, uh-oh, maybe I have to prepare myself so that
New England Patriots quarterback Drake May?
So this is not a Ben Johnson situation. Maybe I just need to hedge my emotions a little bit, which tells me I think it's something of a thing.
Interesting.
So you're saying not a thing.
Yep, I am.
I'm going with thing because all I can tell you is, as someone invested in Drake May's Washington status, I listened to this and I went, eh, damn. Would you agree with the premise that he sounded in the interview, whether it means anything, it's gospel or not, he sounded more pro-Daniels than May by saying athletic and then game changer?
I guess if... No. Sounded, no. Transcript, yes. Game changer is greater than athletic.
But what he said,
yeah,
he was more positive toward Daniels than May.
I guess. But he's sitting there going, I'm playing word association with guys that aren't on my team now. He gave Caleb Williams an entire city. Like, how are we ascribing meaning to this? See what I'm saying? Like, Caleb Williams is the nation's capital. What? What are we talking? What adjective is that? So is city greater than or worse than athletic? You know, he's sitting there. He's like, he already said athletic. Game changer. Like, this is just, you know, he's already given a couple adjectives for people. For, you know, one word associations and the like, he's sitting there clearly searching for something to say, right? You'll acknowledge that. The long pause tells you that he's like, oh, what do I say? It wasn't like, I just love him so much. He's the greatest. I can't wait to coach him, and I will love him, and he's going to be my quarterback. Woo-hoo. Like, that's not happening.
Nobody's suggesting that. Nobody is saying that's what happened. But athletic. Game changer.
Entire city. Now.
No, but the city thing, again, he's from D.C., so the first thing you think about is D.C.
Okay. I guess. I don't know. I just don't know what. Anyway, I'm on the opposite side of you. Again, I like Drake May a lot. I like Jaden Daniels a little bit more. I didn't come away being like, dude, we're getting Jaden Daniels. It's happening. Like, it didn't change anything.
But you shouldn't feel that way.
I don't think you should feel your way either. Like, I don't think
that's fine.
You've got your heart set on Drake May. I don't think and nothing happened today that's going to take him away from you.
Let's get to my thing in a second. All right, you're rushing into my thing. I want to get back to your thing. You shouldn't feel that way. That anyone like is suggesting they're definitely taking Jaden Daniels. All I'm saying is, I think it is a reasonable takeaway from that conversation to say Dan Quinn really likes Jaden Daniels. Is that fine or no? That's a bridge too far for you.
I think he likes him.
Game changer. You want to be a game changer or you want to be athletic? What do you want to be?
Here, like, ask me what I think of Jaden Daniels. Just play this out for a second.
Okay. Danny, what do you think of Jaden Daniels?
Game changer.
Right. But you also want him on the Commanders.
You see how there was no hesitation?
Yes.
You see how I didn't wait 7 seconds and then go game, he's just looking for something to say.
He about to say game manager?
No.
And he's like, if I say game manager, then they'll know I want Drake May.
Then they'll be mad.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if him and Adam Peters are like sitting on a couch in Indianapolis listening to the breakdowns and everybody talking about this all day long, and they're cracking up because they love Drake May, and he almost called him Jaden Daniels a game manager, and then he stopped himself.
Changer.
Thing or not a thing. 800-636-1067. Mike is in Haymarket on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mike?
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. So here's the deal. You know, I guess a lot of things kind of contribute to some of these answers throughout the last couple of days. But you had Adam Peters on yesterday, and he talked nothing but high regards over Sam Howell. Then, you know, you had Dan on the Junkies this morning, and he, you know, says some things, which I think is not a thing, because I think it's just promoting Jaden Daniels for possibly trade baiting. The third part of that is that's meta.
Oh, so,
buddy.
So he pretended to be higher on Daniels so that other teams would think they're in on Daniels, so that really they can get their guy they secretly love more, that he downplayed Drake May.
Here's the thing. The contextual part of this also came from that Dan Quinn was asked, you know, who makes the overall decisions as far as, you know, one person likes one person likes another, who has the final say? And he did say Adam Peters, which made me think back, and it was quick to respond to that. It's always Peters. He does this for a living. That's what he does. So if Peters is, you know, talking really high about Sam Howell, then you might have to think they're not going in on a quarterback this year. It's just a thought. I'm not speculating whether you're wrong or right.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing about what Adam Peters told us about Sam Howell. What are you going to say, man? Are you going to say, hey, he looked like a backup to me?
He's like, yeah, that guy can't do it.
He turned the ball over 20-plus times with interceptions, which isn't even to talk about the fumbles, and he had a really near-historic, awful sack rate. And yeah, it's just probably not a starter long-term in the league, but we're happy he's on our side, and we look forward to him backing up whoever we draft. I mean, they're not going to do that. So they were complimentary, and I say this all the time about Howell. There are good things. There are traits. He's 23 years old. He's like 2 months older than Jaden Daniels, by the way. He is younger than Bo Nix. He is younger than Michael Penix. So at his age, now with 17, 18 NFL games under his belt, there's enough upside there that I'm on record as saying I wouldn't trade him unless, you know, I got in a third-round pick or something. I just think there's more value to having him in your building in a league where only 8 quarterbacks played 95% of snaps last year. But I think anybody who is taking positive things said about a player on the roster by the new GM or the new head coach as gospel toward them promoting or endorsing or keeping that player as a starter, why wouldn't they say that? Now, if that's your theory on the Jaden Daniels, Drake May thing as well, perfectly reasonable. It is very possible. He got prepped well by a fantastic PR guy named Sean DeBarbieri, who runs the Commanders PR staff. And unlike yesteryear, even though he's a very young guy, they're very good at it. They're very sharp at it. He does an awesome job.
Well, they're allowed to do their jobs now.
That's nice, too.
You know what I mean?
That helps. But even under Dan, I think at the end, they were doing a really good job in that regard. But point being, it came up a couple times. Hey, you're going on with these guys. They're going to try a million different ways to get you to say something about the quarterbacks, Dan. So you're cognizant of that before the interview.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he is playing checkers when the Junks are playing chess or vice versa, where he goes, okay, I really like Drake May, so let me downplay that and say athletic. And he's just thinking about this all, you know, and then he's like, all right, now they ask me about Jaden
I like
Daniels.
Caleb Williams, so I don't want to give him a region. I'll just give him a city. I don't want to give Mid-Atlantic. I don't want to say DMV.
You're so caught up with that. I can't believe it. But with Jaden Daniels, he's like, he's thinking about it the whole time, and he's like, okay, if I say that I love him, then maybe they'll think we're going to take him. There was not that much thought given to it. We all agree with that. But is it a thing or not that he seemed very, very much... The compliment was better for Daniels. Do you care about that? And I think maybe it's just me and my feels a little.
You tell someone, hey, you look nice. Oh, my God, you look amazing.
No. But this is what he did, Danny. This is what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into the studio and I go, Darius, you look nice today. Darius probably feels good and goes, thanks, dude.
Thanks, man.
I look at Ryan and I go, Ryan, you look amazing.
Sexiest
today.
Man alive.
God, you're good.
Glenn
I would
Powell.
Hate to have to sit in a room with you all day. Who feels better about the compliment?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Drake May guy like I am, did you leave that interview a little bit forlorn?
I thought it's fine. It's an honor to be nominated.
If you're a Jaden Daniels guy, do you have a little more pep in your step today? That's the question. 800-636-1067. Speaking to the QBs, Aaron Taylor, who covers college football, awesome analyst, joining us at 3 o'clock to break them down. And by the way, we got a big guest to tell you about next at 4 o'clock today. We got one of the highest-ranking people in one of the buildings for sports teams in this town coming on. We'll tell you who next right here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's Dan Quinn. We're playing Thing or Not a Thing. He was on the Junkies. They played a little word association. Drake Mays, athletic. Jaden Daniels, game changer. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Danny is saying absolutely not a thing. I don't think it's a big thing. I don't think it's an important thing.
1 to 100. 100 is end of days.
100 One is they turned like... in the draft card verbally today. Yeah. Right? 1 is he didn't show his hand at all. Where are you at?
2.4.
Okay. I'm like a 28.
You're Daryl Green on that?
I'm a Daryl Green.
Interesting.
All I can tell you is how I feel.
Okay.
All I could do is share my emotions.
Your feelings are valid. You don't have to defend your feelings to me.
I'm just a boy
who
thinks Drake May is going to be a star. And I listened to that, and I came away going, darn. They might like Jaden Daniels more. That's what I was thinking.
Wow.
That's what I was thinking after I heard it. Let's go to Robert in Culpeper. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
I like both of these guys, but I think Mr. Quinn is just pulling out chain. You know, he's an experienced man, but I think it may be half a thing or maybe 75% of a thing.
Whoa,
you know what I'm saying?
75%
wow,
of a thing?
Wow, that's a majority thing.
He thinks Dan Quinn was tipping his hand a little bit today. Andre's in the district on Grant and Danny. Did we learn anything from that little game of word association with Dan Quinn, Dre?
Yes, we did. We actually in the midst of Jaden Daniels being the quarterback.
Say that really again.
Need to get those. I said we're in the midst of Jaden Daniels being the quarterback. We need to get our number 5 jerseys ready, so... Yeah,
it's
definitely a thing.
See, this could be part of it too, and I don't want to prescribe that he wants Daniels, but he sounded excited, get the jersey, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Is this a you're hearing what you want to hear thing? The opposite of what happened to me. I wanted to hear an endorsement of, and you know, some strong hope for Drake May,
the greatest prospect ever. Word right. Association, yeah.
But I kind of forecasted my own feelings into it in a little way.
Uh-huh.
The flip side is, if you're super in on Jaden Daniels, you want him to be the guy, you hear the head coach of the team who's going to be in on every meeting calling him a game changer. Like, is it that whatever your thought is right now magnified by that interview in a way?
Could be. Could be. If you're ascribing meaning to it. If you decide that if you're seeing this happen and you're like, this is the same as when you could see the name Commanders in the reflection in the mirror or in the window when it was on one of the pieces of paper.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, if you think this is a thing, you're like, hell yeah.
But you could also have said, well, they might have filmed that with 8 different names to put them in the mirror just because they didn't want us to know. Or maybe they thought, you'll see Commanders.
Yeah.
And you're going to think that's the name, even though it isn't.
So, like, if they draft Jaden Daniels, I don't want people to go back and go, psh, Dan Quinn told you, February 29th. You know what I mean? Like, no. I don't think that's the thing.
If they draft Jaden Daniels, I think we could absolutely trace it back to that day.
This is what happened.
That's when we knew. Let's go to Robert in Dallas, who's listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call
again.
I hope it's a thing because All I know is that we've got two quarterbacks with Jalen Daniels and Drake May. One guy dominated in the SEC, and the other guy was the second-best quarterback in the ACC. And if you're supposed to be the number two pick, which means I think you're supposed to dominate grown men, you need to be dominating little boys in college. And Drake May never did that. And it reminds me of O'Donnell from USC, the kid at the Jess Wilson. If you're supposed to be that good, I need to see you dominate at in your conference regardless of how good it is. And Jalen Daniels did that. So, and calling him a game changer, it's one of the best compliments a coach can give. So, again, I'm hoping it's Jalen Daniels. If it's not, I'd rather just trade out the pick, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you. The amount of Caleb Williams love is understood for me. The physical traits are off the chart.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's high on Jaden Daniels, I get it. The film speaks for itself. The slander on Drake May, I don't really understand. And I got some pet peeves I got to work out. I want to do that next segment. First, we could talk to a knowledgeable college analyst, Aaron Taylor, who's going to join us right at the top of the hour here at 3 o'clock. I want to get his breakdowns on all three quarterbacks. But then I want to get into some of the annoying things I'm seeing about Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of it is just incorrect. So we should do that. Also, here's your announcement, by the way. We're blowing out the Beltway Blitz today at 4 o'clock. That's the bad news. The good news is we got a guest we got to get to. The president of business ops.
Hello.
For the Washington Commanders, Jason Wright, is joining us today.
How about that?
Not a bad 2 days for your pals.
Oh, Peter's Wright combo? Not
yesterday, bad. The guy that runs the football operation, hanging out with a couple of dudes named Greg and Dave. Today, Jason Wright is on the show, first time since shortly after he took the gig, I believe, that we will chat with him on this here radio program. So if you've got a question you want us to ask Jason Wright, you can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. Let us know. We will have him on the show. There's a lot of ground to cover with him. That's coming up at 4 o'clock today, a little over an hour right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.